Welcome to Zoomer Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, folks, I've got the call set up, and I want to, again, thank you for being on this live call tonight. And as I mentioned earlier, this is Ken Marsh, and this is Zuma's business, excuse me, health education call. This is a call that we do first and third Thursdays of every single month, and really just one main goal in mind of doing this call, and that is to give you information and education that we think is going to be helpful to you and your family in helping you live more abundance in your life in terms of your health. So we always share a lot of great information on this call. Tonight will be no exception. Tonight's kind of a special night for us. For those of you who've been paying attention to some of the emails that have been coming out from Zuma or perhaps our Zuma corporate Facebook page, you've seen that today is a special day in that it is Zuma's birthday today. In fact, it was 11 years ago today that Zuma launched as a company. It was May 5th, 2005. I don't know how we figured it out that it was 5505. We just, I think it was just kind of a coincidence, to be honest with you. I don't think we actually planned it that way. It just turned out that way. That's when we officially launched as Zuma Worldwide. And so for some of you, it's known as Cinco de Mayo. For us, it's known as not only that, but it's known as Zuma's birthday. And today marks 11 years in business. And I'm so proud of that accomplishment because, you know, here we are in an industry where sadly there's a lot of companies that start and go out of business within their first couple years, and they simply never even get close to an 11-year history like we've had with Zuma. So I'm so proud of that, and some of you even know the bigger history, and that is that we're a new division of what was a much more established company that's been around since 1993. So we've got a lot of longevity in the industry, and that's something I'm very proud of. But guys, that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because we're a company focused on doing the right thing and providing high quality products at prices that are considered reasonable and affordable, and, you know, providing products that really do make a difference in people's lives. You know, one of the things I had the opportunity to do today as I was at Zuma's home office, we were doing a little impromptu birthday celebration, is I had a chance to meet some Zuma members from various different parts of the Eastern Coast here, and it was just so amazing. And I never get tired of this, but, you know, having people just come up to the front of the room and share their story, share their personal testimony about what our products have done for them. And gosh, every time I hear a new story, I'm always pleasantly surprised at just, again, how much transformation people have in their health using our products. So I know I'm probably preaching to the choir, so to speak, because I'm sure there's a lot of you listening in tonight who are very well aware of that because you've had your own personal experiences with our products. But guys, it's so much fun. It's so rewarding to, you know, represent products that you know are good quality, that you know are built to quality standards, but yet affordable for the masses, and that makes such a positive difference in people's lives. And of course, that's the reason, like I said, we do these calls first and third Thursday of every month, is to talk about, you know, some of the health topics that are important to you and your family and people you care about, but also how Zuma can help in those areas. And I couldn't think of a better topic than our guest speaker brought up tonight. You know, we're talking about aging, and, you know, what a great topic to tie into what is our birthday here, you know, our 11 years in business at Zuma Worldwide. And, of course, we get to spend some time tonight with one of Zuma's scientific advisory board members, a lady who's just been a great friend to us at Zuma's home office, and just a great, loyal, long-term Zuma member. She is a doctor who spends a lot of her time working with individuals, helping them enjoy more abundant health by teaching and guiding them on ways to better take care of themselves and their body. And, you know, we're just so proud and honored to have her as part of the Zuma family, and I'm glad to have her on this call tonight. Of course, I'm talking about Dr. Melissa Bennett. So, Dr. Bennett, are you out there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, sure can. I appreciate you being on this call tonight. And, hey, it's our birthday, so it's a great night to be doing this call.
It is, and I just thought it would be a great idea to address the subject of aging, you know, since it is Zuma's 20th birthday, and I kind of wish I was 20, but I wish I had my brain that I have now at 20, and then I don't know what I would do. It'd be really nice. But I just wanted to touch on aging because a lot of things as far as aging is just something that we do, obviously, every day, but we don't really know the mechanisms behind it. So I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit, and I found some interesting facts that I wanted to share. and many people don't realize, but, you know, years ago, our life expectancy at birth, I think in 1911 is what I researched, I found that females only lived to 53 years old and males lived to 50. And now it's 2016, and our life expectancy has increased about 30 years. But what I looked at was really cool. Georgia, which is where I live, the life expectancy is about 77 years old. And as you go north, you get to Virginia, and you guys are living 79 years old. And I was thinking, is that because you're right around Zuma? I mean, what's happening up there? It's not that far away.
That's exactly right, by the way. That's exactly the reason. Because the closer you get to Zuma, the longer your lifespan is. You're absolutely right.
No, that is so right, because you've got Connecticut and New York, and they're living around 80. And I'm thinking, well, heck, maybe you've got some really good distributors up in that area. And it was just neat, because I noticed the more south you go, the less longer we're living. And I was like, you know, Zuma needs to be here a lot more than it is at this point, because as you get down to Mississippi, it goes down to 76 years old. And I was just like, it was amazing. And you could see the whole scale just decreasing as you got further south. And as you go west, again, it goes back up again. So, you know, you look at diet and lifestyle factors, and there's a lot of people that migrate into Georgia from the north. And now when I look outside and see someone jogging, I'm going to assume that they're obviously from Virginia or from New York, but not from Georgia or Mississippi. So it's just such a difference. But I was looking also at the fact that, you know, when we look at aging, we always look at it as, it kind of gives us an idea how long people are living. But the key to living is not necessarily longevity. And I love what Bodie Fox always says, because he always talks about that this life is just a dash. So it's the quality of life and not necessarily the quantity, although our goal should be to have both. And this week, you know, I had a tragic thing happening. I have a little Shih Tzu named Allie, and she's been with me for 18 years. And she went through, the birth of my child was 2 years old. I got her then, and now they're about to graduate college. She's been around a long time, and that's really old in doggy years. And this week, she had a stroke. And now, you know, when you think about it, last week she was 18 years old. She was running. She was eating. She was vibrant. And this week she's still 18 years old, but she's not eating and she's having difficulty walking. So her quality of life has been affected. And I'm treating her like a little baby, and I'm hoping she's going to recover. But at some point, if she doesn't improve, the quantity of her life is not what's going to matter as much as the quality. So when we look at aging, we don't want to look at it like a number. We have to look at it in a whole different way. And when I see, you know, what I see in my practice, and I know you guys see this every day, is that you can look at some people and they'll be 40 years old, but they look like they're 60. And then you'll see other people, they're in their 70s and they look like they're in their 50s. So you got to say, well, what's going on here and what exactly is aging? And, you know, we're all doing it, but our goal should be to do it well. So from a nutritional standpoint, we're looking at several factors that contribute to aging. And the ones I'm looking at tonight are basically oxidative stress, malabsorption, improper hydration, and then last but not least, genetics. And I'm going to touch on this first because it's really important, but it also kind of lets us know that we're not hardwired to be who we genetically are destined to be, because there's a whole field, and I've spoke about this before, about epigenetics. So we know that diseases can be passed down from one generation to the next, but the field of epigenetics gives us a little control back, because epigenetics controls genes. So certain circumstances in life can cause genes to be silenced or expressed over time. So in other words, they can be turned off and they can become dormant, or they can be turned on, becoming active. So what you eat, where you live, who you interact with, you know, when you sleep, how you exercise, and even aging, all of these can eventually cause chemical modifications around the genes that can turn those genes off and on over time. For an example of this is on Indian reservations, when they put McDonald's on the Indian reservations, the Indian population did not have a predominance of diabetes until after McDonald's was placed on the reservation. And then I think it's 70 to 80% of the people developed that, because they had that genetic mutation that wasn't activated until the gene was actually turned on. And what that does at the same time, it gives you a better understanding that you actually have control over your genetic destiny by making certain lifestyle choices, like incorporating products into your life and incorporating lifestyle modifications that can help those genes turn off and on. So even if you are heard, you know, people say, oh, I prematurely age, you know, because it's in my genes, that's not necessarily true. We're going to all look different. We're all going to be different, and different things are prevalent, but we don't want to just give everything up and say, this is who we are, when we may have control over who we become. So from a nutritional standpoint, again, looking at genetics, it has a play and it does serve a point, but it's not the end all be all. We actually want to look at other things that can contribute to aging. And one of these is oxidative stress. So, you know, we live in this fast-paced lifestyle. A lot of times we have an unhealthy diet. We have poor digestion. We have constant exposure to the environment. And these are just a few things that lead to, like, increased oxidation. And people have heard this word, oxidative stress, but people don't understand exactly what it is. But basically, it just involves the release of things called free radicals. And free radicals are unpaired electrons, and they kind of stray from chemical solutions, and they damage important cellular components like DNA or the cell membrane. So we have this thing going all, oxidation is something that we all do all the time. And it's something that if our bodies are in a good place, we're able to handle the oxidative damage that's occurring. So if you get too much oxidative damage, you're going to see things happen, and cells may function poorly. They may even die. If this occurs, that can promote premature aging. So as you get older, several physical changes occur that affect your health. So you'll notice sometimes the muscle mass usually decreases, metabolism slows down, your body is just not able to repair the damaged DNA as efficiently as it once did. So if this damage occurs, one of three things, it's going to happen. First, the cell might die on its own, or the T cells, which are your immune system cells, if they do their job, they're going to eliminate these damaged cells. So I always have this analogy in my head that Mr. T from the A-Team, and I know I'm dating myself, but that guy, you know, I picture little Mr. T's running around in the body, you know, getting rid of those damaged cells. That's the best scenario. You want to see that. But you don't want to see the second thing that can occur from oxidation, and that's where the cell might replicate without any restriction, and it transforms itself into a benign or malignant tumor. That is not what you want to see. Third, and a lot of times you'll see the cell will simply just not be able to perform it for the functions it was designed to perform. It basically is supposed to do certain things, but it can't anymore. And all these factors are precursors to aging. So what happens when your cells are not functioning properly? One possibility is that the DNA of the cell is unable to produce the necessary enzymes for the body. Or perhaps the enzymes that it does produce, they're unusable. So by changing our lifestyle in an effort to reduce the stress to our body, this helps with the cells. So as the cells in our body become less productive, it kind of makes it where it makes it sense to supplement our diets with tools that are going to help it. So when the cells in our body are unable to work the way they need to, we need to kind of help our body. We need to get ourselves into a place where we're not just going to accept that this is happening, that we're going to take action. And if you can do that, you know, that's where a lot of Zuma's products come into play. And the one I was focusing on tonight was Assimilator, because basically, you know, it handles the digestive system. And when you look at the digestive system, it's just a vast network of organs and glands that begins at the mouth and ends nowhere. And it is one of the first systems in the body to become compromised when you're stressed. If your digestive system is out, a lot of times you can start to feel depressed. They say the gut is your second brain, and that's because your gut produces serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that helps you be happy. If that's out, people that come to my office, I'm looking at them, I'm going to look at their guts first, because I'm going, if their gut's out, then everything else is going to be out of balance. And it kind of starts as a cascade of health challenges in other systems. So repairing, rebuilding, or supporting a healthy digestive system is essential to improving the absorption of nutrients and enhancing your immune response and reducing that oxidative stress. So healthy digestion is equal to healthy aging and an increased quality of life. So if you're able to keep your digestive system healthy, you're going to actually, you're still going to age, but you're going to age gracefully and not necessarily in a bad way, because that's like your engine. If you keep that going, everything else kind of works around that. And if you look at, that's oxidative stress. The other thing for oxidative stress is increasing your antioxidant level. So if you are not eating a lot of varied fruits and vegetables, then that's going to be bad for you. You should do the color of the rainbow, and each color represents a health benefit. So let's say you're eating red or purple, you're basically inhibiting clot formation, you're improving circulation, you may reduce the risk of heart disease or stroke. And if you're eating reds, that has lycopene that helps fight cancer. So you look at all your tomato products and things like that. Orange, like beta carotene, promotes healthy skin. It protects the eyes. It produces, it just actually reduces the risk for certain cancers too. And then orange yellow helps protect cells from free radical damage. Yellow green, again, eye protection, helps fight cataracts. Green obviously stimulates production of cancer-fighting liver enzymes, and white and green actually are all cancer fighters and protects against free radicals. So here's a person, you're eating all of these things, you're doing great, but what's happening? As you age, your enzymes start to decrease as you get older. So, you know, Assimilator is one of those like sleeper products where people say, oh, that looks cool, but, you know, what does it do? Well, it is a key factor in promoting digestion, because if you're taking Assimilator, you're actually breaking down the nutrients that are needed by the body. And when you look at, as a patient comes to me, I'm looking at, are they having something called malabsorption? So I'll do a nutrient test, and I'll find out, it's a blood test to find out, are they absorbing the nutrients that they're eating? And a lot of times it comes back where, gosh, they just aren't absorbing anything, and they'll be deficient in a lot of areas. So the key thing is to get them on an enzyme, because if you put them on an enzyme, it's going to help that process and prevent malabsorption, prevent what you guys have heard of as leaky gut syndrome, because you're taking that enzyme in. The enzyme is working overtime where your body, if your body can't keep up with it, it's going to help just assist the body in what it needs to do. And a lot of people don't realize that it's an important product. It's just one of those things that if you're going to do it, it's something you want to take, you know, with your meal, like before your meal, to help your body just break down the foods that you're eating. Now, if you're sitting there and let's say you're taking an enzyme, but you're not drinking X2O, then you're running into a whole different situation, because as you age, you're going to become more susceptible to dehydration. And there's several reasons for this. Your body's ability to conserve water is reduced. Your thirst sense becomes less acute. You're just less able to respond to changes in temperature, so you can't really tell sometimes when you're overheating. And more older adults, especially people in nursing homes or living alone, tend to eat less than younger people, and sometimes they just even forget to drink altogether. And that's the beautiful thing about having that green Zuma bottle. It helps people remind themselves to drink. You can go through the day, and you'll forget that you're supposed to drink water. And water is so important, and especially X2O. Because your body is basically 70% water, and it's the most critical fluid in your body. Your blood is mostly water. Your muscles, skin, everything, all your vital organs are water. And the problem that you have a lot of times is when you drink water, you're like a plant, and you can drink it, and it can just go straight through you because you're not absorbing the water that you're drinking. So when you have X2O, you've got the mineralized water. You've got the alkalinity going on. So the trace minerals allow you to absorb the water. So you pull that water in, and it just is fascinating how the body just wants, it craves the hydration from the X2O. So having that combination of X2O along with an Assimilator, that is a beautiful combination, because if someone comes to my office, I sit down, and the first thing I do is put them on a very healthy diet. I get them on the enzyme and then get them on the water, on the H2O, because I'm covering every area that is the foundation of health when you're dealing with nutrition. And it's just so amazing how you can do that one simple change and just get people hydrated properly, get them absorbing the foods that they need so they don't develop malabsorption, and then turn around and within a month or so of changing their diet and really dedicated, all their symptoms that they came in with originally start to dissipate, because there's nothing there. I mean, it's clearing up because they're giving the body exactly what it needs. So just to kind of summarize that, you got to remember to take the digestive enzyme, because sometimes you get a product and you just sit it on the shelf. The enzyme is something that you want to have like Assimilator with you at all times, especially when you're eating out. which is not the best thing to do, but if you're going to get it out, if you're going to eat out, you might as well take something that's going to help move it through the body as quick as possible. And try to eat a healthy diet loaded with antioxidants. Those colors that I mentioned, you can go back and listen to this again and kind of get an idea of what is healthy to eat. And make sure you get adequate sleep every night. I know I covered sleep, and it's crucial, but all these things are together. They work together. And also, you know, personal meditation, relaxation exercises, they work really well. I send out, like, Christian breathing exercises to all my patients so that they can do breathing exercises every single day, because I think that's so important. People getting into Tai Chi or any type of mind-body exercise, that's just going to help the stress factor on the body. You just want to make sure you're encompassing all aspects of healing. Chiropractic, so important. I know people don't realize as much, but you've got the entire nervous system, and just getting an adjustment is going to help free up the nerve supply to these vital organs. And, you know, along with the X2O, along with a simulator, you've got this great combination of handling every part of your body so that it can age the way it needs to. And, you know, a lot of times, too, it's just about taking a break. You know, if you need a vacation, you know, just take that time. Make yourself have a day for yourself so you're able to just enjoy yourself and keep everything in perspective. Always try to balance your work with your home and your fun. And laughter, I have to say, is like the best medicine. I have this patient here that used to just come in, and she comes every 2 weeks and just sits there, and we laugh for an hour. We don't even know what we're laughing at. We're laughing at each other. And then when she leaves, I feel like I should pay her, because all I've done is just laugh with her for a whole hour. And it's just cool. I'm like, this is so rejuvenating and so refreshing. And healing comes in so many different forms. So, you know, just being, you know, positive and having, you know, spiritual reflections and whatever you believe as far as from a spiritual standpoint, just being able to give that up to, for myself, it's the Lord, you know, give it to him, and then he helps heal our bodies and gets us back to where we need to be. And these products, I really do feel, are put here, especially from Zuma and especially the X2O. He says we need all things for our healing, but our people perish for lack of knowledge. And if you're a Zuma member and you have the knowledge that you're going to be able to change someone's life by giving them just X2O, just the X2O to get them started, you're going to change their lives just from that. And then you start adding in the other products like the assimilator. And, we have a Revital Mind too, which I'm going to get you to touch on, Ken. These things are so crucial for just general life and general health, but especially, you know, for the aging process, because the goal is not the number. The goal is to have quality of life for as long as we can, and not just be focused on, oh, wow, we can live to 77, we can live to 88. If you live to 77, but you're in a nursing home, what is that going to do for you? That is not where you want to be. You want to take good care of yourself now, whatever age you are, so that you can reach the optimal you at whatever age you're going to be. So anyway, I know I crammed a lot of information in there in that short of time, but it's just fascinating that we have the tools, we have the knowledge, and we have the company that can take us to a different level. I'm sorry, got my phone clicked out. Are you guys still there?
We're still here.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was worried about that, because sometimes my phone decides to go and it's like, oh, no, I've been talking for 10 minutes. And I'm like, uh-oh.
but we're here with you.
Oh, good. Great. But I wanted you to kind of touch on, just anything else that you have that you feel would be very resourceful for people listening in.
Absolutely. Glad to. And what you're talking about is so important. It's interesting. And I'll share a couple thoughts that kind of parallel what you were talking about tonight. Dr. Melissa, and for those of you listening in tonight, you know, those of you who know of me or know that I've been with the company for a long, long time, I can tell you that the X2O and the assimilator have been part of my daily regimen now for, gosh, the entire time that Zuma has been in business. So I've been using those products consistently now for over 11 years. And I'm going to say this, and this is going to sound like I'm bragging. Please understand, this is not me bragging. This is just a fact. I've had, now that I'm in my mid-40s, I've had quite a few people who have known me for a long time ask me the question, Ken, how is it that you're not looking like you're really aging? I mean, like, why are you still looking, you know, kind of healthful and young and youthful? And you know, that's a great compliment. I take that as a great compliment. And that's one of the validations that I have kind of for what you were talking about tonight, Dr. Melissa. I mean, the fact that, you know, aging in general has a lot to do with what we're doing or maybe not doing inside of our body. And X2O and the alkaline water and the minerals and the electrolytes and the hydration levels, along with the simulator, literally been part of my day-to-day regimen for over 11 years. And I want to believe that some of the reason I've been able to hopefully retain a little bit of a youthful appearance in my mid-40s has something to do with that, because I'm doing some things with the X2O and the assimilator that just a lot of people I meet just either aren't willing to do or just don't know to do. So for those of you listening in this line, regardless of where you're at in the cycle of aging, understand that, you know, using those two products can be a dramatic help in kind of helping to slow down that aging process and supporting the body in so many different areas. In fact, we did a little impromptu get-together at Zuma's home office today to celebrate our birthday. It was suggested by some of our area members, and we said, oh, what the heck, we'll open our doors, and anybody wants to come on over, we're going to have a little birthday celebration today. So we did that. But one of the things that was great about that today, we actually did a little dark field microscopy today where we showed somebody's blood who had purposely not been doing X2O that morning, had not been, you know, doing the typical regimen they would do, so that we could get a really good picture of what it would look like if they were a little dehydrated and maybe not as well nutritionally fortified as they should be. And then what we did is we took a picture of their blood and looked at it under a dark field live microscope. And if you've never seen that before, it's really cool to see, because you can actually see live blood and see the condition of many areas of the blood under this microscope. And so what we did is we then gave this person a bottle of X2O water and two capsules of assimilator. And they took that and consumed that, and we then looked at their blood again under that same microscope just 30 minutes later. And I wish I could show you over the phone the difference between the before and after in just 30 minutes, but it was quite dramatic. And we were able to educate people in that meeting that we did today on what they were seeing as the before, but also how different they were seeing the after. And it really validates exactly what Dr. Melissa is saying about, you know, what these products can do internally in the body. But what's really fascinating about it is if you were to ask the person who donated the blood sample before and after, if they felt anything that was dramatically different in the way they felt in that 30-minute period, they would tell you, no, they didn't. That they really hardly they noticed that there was anything different. They drank a bottle of X2O water. They took a couple capsules of that, you know, an enzyme product that we call assimilator. And they really didn't feel any different. They certainly didn't look any different in 30 minutes. But what was going on inside the body at the blood level, at the cellular level, was quite dramatic. And you could see it live under this microscope, which was really cool for us to be able to show people who were in attendance at that meeting today. But it was a great validation of what Dr. Melissa is talking about how important this is for not only overall health, but also for anti-aging. You know, they say that when people get into their elderly years, that oftentimes aging is a disease of drying up, where you'll see a lot of times where people are aging, especially in their elderly years. And what's probably the worst case scenario is people who are hospitalized, elderly. They say oftentimes people who are hospitalized in those elderly years can sometimes have intracellular water levels of 45% to 50%. Now, when we're running around in a body that was designed by our creator to be at least 70% water, and other parts of our body, like our brain, being even higher percentages of water, you can see how that has such a negative, deteriorous effect on the body just from pure dehydration alone. So one of the things we definitely want to always safeguard, like Dr. Melissa is saying, is the hydration side of the equation. But, you know, when you look past those two products, which, by the way, are great foundational products for your day-to-day health, one of the things that we find, and you'll see this popping up in a lot of the surveys that are being taken today by our aging baby boomer population. You know, there's a lot of activities that take place in and around that baby boomer population, but now that they're getting into their older years, many of the surveys have discovered that one of the biggest fears for people in that aging category is not that they maybe can't live long, but it's the quality of the years that they're going to live, and more importantly, whether or not they're going to have their mental capacity as they get older. You know, sadly, all of us on this line probably knows of somebody, maybe somebody very close to us, who has either been afflicted with and has passed or is currently afflicted with some type of a mental decline disease or condition, such as, say, Alzheimer's or dementia. So the challenge that most people who are aging today are facing is their biggest fear is not so much getting older, but it's not being able to use the mental capacity when they get older. And that's scary. I mean, heck, I'm only in my mid-40s, and I can only imagine how scary that must be to maybe get in your car one day and not know how to get back home. I mean, and by the way, I can say that with great authority. I watched my grandmother go through that situation. And so one of the things that we know for a fact that happens with aging is that, you know, like many parts of the body, there's a slow decline in the mental capacity for many people as they're aging. And what's interesting is if you were to stop 100 people on the street right now and ask them, hey, what are you doing right now to support or to feed and nourish your brain, I can probably promise you that 98 out of 100, maybe 99 out of 100, would look at you with a blank stare and go, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not doing anything. I don't know what to do, right? So sadly, a lot of people overlook this important connection for brain nutrition as well. And by the way, one of the things that's critical, going back to what Dr. Melissa was saying, is, you know, if you're not keeping proper hydration in the body, especially when it comes to proper hydration within the brain area, it's going to lead to decline, no doubt about it. If you're not getting proper digestion in the body, and that's not being handled by good digestive enzymes coming into your body on a regular basis, that is going to affect every area of your body, including brain function. But number three is if you're not providing the nutrients in your body that your brain needs for peak and, you know, function and performance, eventually over time, you're going to lose some of the capacity and the ability that your brain has to function. And so one of the things I'm proud to tell you about that in addition to the X2O and the assimilator you can do to help kind of work towards this prevention mindset of anti-aging is a product that we call RevitalMind. Now, some of you probably were expecting I was going to say Focus Up. Well, Focus Up is a great product for day-to-day energy boosting. It's great for day-to-day brain and mental support. But for those in the 40 and over category who really want some strong, what I would call clinical level brain nutrition, that's where RevitalMind comes in. And so RevitalMind was designed specifically for the 40 and over crowd, those who either are concerned about or have family history of mental decline. It was designed to be a clinical level type of a formula that would give the brain some very potent but research-proven nutrients that have been shown in science to really make a difference for brain health long-term. In fact, I can tell you that there are ingredients in that particular formula based on the studies that were done on those ingredients that prove that it's possible to reverse mental aging by up to 10 years. So if you're on this phone tonight and your age is 60, imagine being able to revert your brain back to when you were 50. And I'm not suggesting nor claiming that RevitalMind can do that. Here's what I am saying. There are nutrients in the dosage levels that were shown in research science in that particular formula that it in fact showed in science that it could be capable of doing that in your body. So obviously your goal would be to try the product for yourself and see what it does for you personally. But I'm going to tell you that it's a product that personally I take on a daily basis. And by the way, I also use Focus Up because I love the brain boosting and energy benefits that Focus Up gives me. But I take one capsule, just one, not a lot, just one capsule of this RevitalMind a day. Why do I do it? It's not because I'm experiencing mental decline. It's because I don't want to experience mental decline. I do have family history of it in my family on both sides. And it's one of those things I've decided that I don't want to be a victim of if I can prevent it. So I can tell you that that is one product that is also part of my daily regimen. It's just one simple capsule of RevitalMind. And by the way, you get 60 capsules in a bottle. So one bottle lasts me 2 months. So if you're not currently using that product or the assimilator, those are two products I would encourage you to add to your regimen because they are very potent and powerful for the anti-aging effect that it does for the body. And so, again, I just want to throw that in there. Dr. Melissa, I know you also shared some amazing information. Any other thoughts you want to share on the call tonight before we wrap up?
Yeah, as far as the testing with X2O, I had my own testimonial when I finished. I was 33 when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and they gave me like a 45% chance of survival at that point. even with 2 years of chemo and like 46 radiation treatments. So when I finished the chemotherapy, I had developed osteopenia, which is a precursor to osteoporosis. So that was 15 years ago, and by now I thought I would definitely have osteoporosis or be at the point of developing that, because usually, you know, you don't see regeneration. The chemo is horrible because it, I went through it, but it destroyed the bone tissue. It was just, it was very painful. And so the bones were affected. So I was actually at Emory and had a DEXA scan, and my DEXA scan showed that my bones are like they were in my 20s. I have no osteopenia. I play tennis all the time. I'm so far away from osteoporosis that it is just amazing. And the one thing I do consistently, and I've done it since I've been with your company, is drink this every single day, because as being a cancer survivor, I'm always focusing on alkalinity, but even the minerals from that standpoint with the calcium, magnesium, I really do contribute it to helping me not develop that. So I just wanted to share that, since you had shared that about the other test that was there at Zuma today.
And I appreciate you sharing that. And since this is an anti-aging call, guys, I'm going to throw one more thing in there since Dr. Melissa brought this up. You know, and it's ironic that you just brought that up, Dr. Melissa. I know you weren't at our meeting at the home office today, but it's one of the things I did share in our meeting today, because the question came up about that exact topic, osteoporosis. And obviously, if you were to go to your doctor, they're going to say, hey, that's just normal. It's part of aging. You know, when you get older, your bones get thinner. It's just part of the deal. The reality is, guys, I can tell you that I've met literally dozens and dozens of people over the years who, like Dr. Melissa, have been drinking X2O in their water every single day, and who have made the statement or claimed to me that they used to have thinning bones, or they were diagnosed with osteoporosis, but after a period of time of using X2O in their water, when they went back and had their bone density test done, they had actually reversed the situation. They had actually increased the density and the thickness of their bones. And most of the time, medical science will say, you know what, that's just not possible. You know, older aged folks just don't do that. You don't, you know, regrow or re-thicken your bones. It's just not normal. Well, guess what? It's because most people don't do what you're doing. Most people aren't consuming the nutrients that they should. Most people aren't replacing those vital minerals like calcium and magnesium. And so their body is forced to use those minerals from their own skeletal structure, their human bone, to buffer the acids in the body. And so, you know, to hear you say that, Dr. Melissa, and I knew that from previous calls that we've done, it just reminds me again of yet another anti-aging factor of X2O that we really didn't touch on until just now. And again, some people just accept that's part of aging. Guys, I'm telling you on this phone tonight, you do not have to accept that as part of aging. If your body gets the right minerals and the right content and your body stays in that alkaline state more often, you are going to give your body an opportunity to not only not shed its own bone structure for the vital minerals that the body needs, you have an opportunity to rebuild maybe what's been lost. And that explains exactly what happened to you, Dr. Melissa. I mean, you obviously, you know, you were in a situation where you turned around what was creating bone loss in your body. And now, like you said, you've got uber strong bones, and it's not like we're getting younger, right?
That's right. Yes, that is so true. Yeah, and it's really nice with something when you have your own testimonial to really share, because it just validates everything that you're doing as far as when you're helping patients. And for me, when I'm helping patients and I can sit here and personally say what I need to, you know, let them know is that it helped me, it's just a great thing. So I enjoy your company and enjoy just being helping people with the products that you have, and just a blessing to be part of it.
It is, and we're blessed to have you as part of the family, Dr. Melissa, so thank you for your time, as always, and your talent on this call tonight. I really appreciate your contributions here.
Thank you very much, and you guys have an awesome night.
Thanks, and folks, want to thank you for listening into this live call tonight. Again, remember, this is a recorded call. You can access the recording of this and many other calls right through the back office of your Zuma Worldwide website. If you thought there was some information on this call tonight you think somebody you know could benefit from, remember, it's very easy. Once the recording is posted, you can simply copy and paste the link to this particular recording and simply email it to anybody you think might be able to benefit from it. But again, as a reminder, if you're not currently using Assimilator, I encourage you highly to start utilizing that in your diet. And here's a quick little test you can do. If you are going to eat a meal that you know is certainly less than healthy, something that would be considered a pretty indulgent meal. If you take a couple of those assimilator capsules before that meal, I want you to notice how much less digestive mayhem you have happening in your body after that, and that'll be some proof positive for you how well that product works. And of course, if you are like me and you don't want to be somebody worrying about mental decline as you age, consider also using the RevitalMind as part of your daily regimen as well, because that is a powerhouse of nutrition for your brain and for anti-aging. So again, I want to thank you guys for listening in. Certainly invite you to be on again 2 weeks from today when we do another great health and wellness call. Remember, twice a month, first and third Thursday. But until next time, folks, have a great rest of the week. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.